Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another very special edition of Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and thank you so much for joining us this week. This week, we have an exciting and super special guest, the fabulous and wonderful Miss Marla Gibbs is joining us today. But first, we are going to jump right on color of the week. This week's color is smoky purple. Now, purple can feel a little bit lollipop-y, and dark gray can veer into penitentiary-like gloom. But blended together, they make the season's most appealing color, smoky purple. Now, a swipe along the lash line or two coats on the nails is perfect for those who want a new shade that's subdued but not even remotely boring. So try some smoky purple this week. Now, in our next segment, Melina says, this week I'm going to talk about how to look chic as a tourist. Now, it's always good to stick with a classic style when traveling, but you can let yourself be influenced by your surroundings. So if you're in Mexico, for example, try an embroidered blouse. Or if you're in Morocco, try a caftan or a white t-shirt dress cinched with a wide, colorful belt. And if you're going to be walking around all day, be mindful wearing layers prepares you for temperature fluctuations. Obviously, when you're traveling, you want to be comfortable, but running shoes are absolutely out of the question. Classic sneakers that have a cool urban edge, or leather loafers, or flat slip-on booties, they can go from day to evening. Consider those for your footsies. As for a handbag, you know, a simple leather cross-body bag with minimal hardware is great for traveling. See, it rests securely on your hip, and it frees up your hands to do all that shopping. Now, here's a trick. Bring the essentials, but consider buying most of your toiletries and makeup abroad. Foreign drugstores almost always make for great shopping. I'm telling you from firsthand experience, when I was in Dubai, I found the best eye cream and the best facial cream. It's number 7. You couldn't find it here until actually last year, and it's in Target, but I saw it a few years ago in Dubai, and their hair oil, you have different products, different cultures, so it's always fun to go out and try something new. You might find a great find, and you can come back and share it with us here in the United States. So anyway, that's it for this week's Melina Says, and we're going to take a super quick break and come right on back with our very special guest, the brilliant and legendary Ms. Marla Gibbs.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
And welcome back to the fabulous Beauty Pop. You can also get the Melina Gay Signature Collection at themelinagaysignaturecollection.com. Now, we are going to speak with our wonderfully special guest today. She is the fabulous, the wonderful, the marvelous, the brilliantly talented Ms. Marla Gibbs. Welcome, Ms. Marla. How are you?
Thank you. I'm wonderful.
Yes, you are. You are outstanding and great. She's just an all-around great person. So I'm going to let everyone know, in case they've been living under a rock and a hole for the past 50 years, I'm going to tell them a little bit about you. Now, you are armed with an acid-dry wit and full arsenal of sarcasm and sass. The African-American character comedian Ms. Marla Gibbs showed up on the 70s TV with a bang. landing the role of the groundbreaking CBS comedy The Jeffersons in 1975. And from there, eventually led to her own very own sitcom, 227, in 1985, a decade later, an international celebrity. A divorced mother with three children, Angela, Dorian, and Joseph, at the time of her initial success, it was a job transfer from Detroit to Los Angeles while working as a United Airlines reservation clerk that set up this more than welcome surprise and change of destiny. Now, following high school, Miss Marla attended Peters Business School and toiled for a time as a receptionist and switchboard operator in the Detroit area. Eventually, she secured work with the United Airlines, and after moving to Southern California on a transfer, Marla gave acting a try and initially studied at the Mufumbi Institute and Watts Writers Workshop, located in the Watts area of L.A. Bitten hard by the acting bug, she went on to appear in a number of local productions, including Medea, The Amen Corner, and The Gingerbread Lady. After only a couple of film roles, including Black Belt Jones from 1974, she nabbed the role of Florence Johnston on The Jeffersons. Now, the maid was initially set up as a mere one-shot guest part, but Miss Marla showed the character's potential, and so it came to be that Florence Johnston became the scene-stealing foil to Sherman Hemsley's equally mouthy, money-minded George Jefferson. Now, until the show became a certified hit, Miss Marla cautiously kept her job with the airline. But with 5 Emmy nominations, Miss Marla never had to look back. The role of Florence was a natural for a spinoff series, and it happened with the sitcom Checking In 1981, in which the character becomes a housekeeper for a very swanky hotel. The show was harmed, however, by a writer's strike before it could gain a core audience. Fortunately for Miss Marla, she was ushered right back into the Jefferson household following its quick demise of 4 episodes. 2 months after the last Jeffersons episode aired in July of 1985, 227 was included in that year's fall schedule. Now, daughter Angela Gibbs produced an award-winning play by Christine Houston entitled 227, with Miss Marla as the lead, at Marla's very own local Crossroads Theater, which the actress founded in 1981. The play was a solid hit, and Marla wisely purchased the TV rights. And once the Jeffersons was over, she pushed for 227 as a sitcom vehicle. Producer Norman Lear gave it the green light, and Miss Marla settled right back in for another popular series ride for NBC, this time as resident gossip Mary Jenkins, whose demeanor was warmer and more approachable than the feisty Florence character. This series, which featured spitfire Jack A. Harry as vampish neighbor Sandra, ran for 5 years. An 8-time NAACP Image Award winner, Marla has received several honors over the years, including Essence Woman of the Year. She has not carried a series since 227, but has been seen from time to time on other popular shows, including ER, Cold Case, Chappelle's Show, Judging Amy, Touched by an Angel, The King of Queens, and Dawson's Creek. She's also had recurring roles on the daytime series Passions, as well as primetime series Pryor's Place, The Hughleys, and gave a knowing portrayal as Natalie Cole's mother in the heartwarming TV movie Lily in Winter. In later years, Miss Marla turned up again on the big screen with roles in Up Against the Wall, The Meteor Man, Lost and Found, Foolish, Border to Border, The Brothers, and standout roles in The Visit and Stanley's Gig. And elsewhere, Miss Marla's voice has been heard on the animated TV series 101 Dalmatians, The Series. And in addition to acting, she sang the theme song to the film Stanley's Gig, In Memory of You, which will be included on a CD entitled Themes in Jazz. Miss Marla owned a jazz club for some time in South Central L.A. called Marla's Memory Lane, a jazz and supper club that ran from 1981 to 1999. She released her own CD of music, It's Never Too Late, in May 2006 and co-wrote with Ray Colford the theme song to her starring series 227. She's currently working on a new music project with her grandson, Emil. Please welcome to Beauty Pop, Miss Marla Gibbs!
Well, hello, yay, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, Ms. Marla. Thank you so much. So,
thank you for having me.
You are so very welcome. It is such an honor. I mean, you have done so much. You've accomplished so much. And just, first of all, where did you get the energy and strength to just keep going, to want to keep going in this such a challenging industry, and especially back in the 70s, it was even more challenging than it is today. But to be able to accomplish what you've been able to accomplish, you've had to have some gusto, some motivation. What made you keep going?
G-O-D, God.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Recognize what Jesus tells that we're all, that we're one with God, we're one with Jesus, we're one with everyone, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we got to stop isolating ourselves.
Right, and help each other, and that's what it's about. Because we're here to be vessels, and we're here. We're human race, human.
All the power of God is embodied in us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, tell me, what is the most beautiful experience that you've had in your entire career thus far? Because it is so far from over. What is your most beautiful experience that you've had thus far?
They're all beautiful. Right now, the most beautiful is my grandson.
Oh. Oh, that's so wonderful.
But as the mother.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, my daughter has become my mother.
Has she really?
Yes, she has.
Oh, bless her heart.
But really?
Oh, you guys, it's so beautiful when we're out together and how she just takes care of you and says, okay, come here, okay, come here. And actually, I see that now that you've said it, she really does look out for you and take care of you like a mom does, which I'm sure you did for her in her time. So it's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it is.
So now I know you're working on a new music project with Emil. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Actually, the same project. My grandson is remastering It's Never Too Late CD. He's remastered it, and he's changed the tunes around so that they flow differently, which I didn't think of. I think he's just absolutely brilliant. And he's doing a website, and I understand that if you go to marlagibbs.com, you might see it now.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, everyone out there in listener land, go to marlagibbs.com and check it out. Check it out. Now, Ms. Marla, do you have a Facebook page that people can go to?
I do have a Facebook page. I never remember to go on it, but my grandson is creating a, what's the other one? Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter. Oh, you're going to tweet now?
And, yes.
All right, now. Well, you always have so many exciting things going on. People will definitely follow you and see where you're going to be next, whether it's in Beverly Hills somewhere or Mavericks or wherever it's going to be. Because, I mean, people just love you. And just for, not only for what you're doing, but just the doors that you open. I was speaking with someone today, and they were saying that at Crossroads, that they saw you at Crossroads, and they were just saying thank you for what you did at that time, because all of those young ladies and young men, they were there and they were following in your footsteps, and just they wanted me to send a special thank you from them to you for that. So let me ask you, if you could talk to yourself 30 years ago or 40 years ago, what is the advice that you would give to you now, then?
Keep the faith. Keep making one step because God will make two. Always remember who you are and where you came from.
That's beautiful. Wow. Can you say that one more time? Just make sure we all got it.
Remember to love God, have the faith, keep the faith, keep making one step because you know that when you make one, God will make two. And you have to have trust and love and forgiveness. I added those. I didn't say that the first time.
Those are very important, trust and love and forgiveness. It is. Have you ever found it very difficult to forgive someone? And what did you do to get over that?
I didn't really, because being a Gemini, I analyzed everything. And I always found a way to understand what they were doing, even if I didn't like it.
Wow. Interesting. So you just analyze everything and just always put yourself in the other person's footsteps and just see their perspective?
I'm under the intellectual sense, so we're always internalizing and intellectualizing everything, which might get on a lot of people's nerves, but that's who I am.
That's who you are, and it works for you. It works. I mean, seems like if more people did that, we'd be in a better position of understanding one another with compassion and love.
Acting helps you do that, too, because you take on another character, and you have to look at things from the character's point of view, which might be totally different. So I think it's very educational because people learn how to take off their coat and put on another coat. In other words, they learn how to see things from another person's perspective.
So is that the process? How do you get into character? How do you get ready for that? What's your process?
I don't do the normal process. So I just read the script and read all the parts and try to figure out where the character's coming from and try to find the truth of the character and try to bring the truth into expression.
Wow. And that's where it comes from, honesty. That's the honesty of it. And so was it hard for you to decide to let go of the airlines, let go of United Airlines, and to take the leap of faith?
I'd stayed with the airline an extra 2 years, and the producers asked me, would I take a leave? And I said, if you pay me, I will. So they paid me to take a leave, which was embarrassing when I saw how little money I was making compared to what you're asking for on television.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, and they paid me, and I took 90-day leave. And then I decided if I didn't take both legs with me, I could only go as far as one leg would stretch. So I decided to take both legs and move on.
Mm.
And, of course, I've never been sorry.
No. With a career like this, I mean, you've accomplished so much. So, well, we're going to take a super quick break right now, and then we'll come right back with more Beauty Pop with the fabulous Marla Gibbs.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. Havana Watches.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
And welcome back to Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and I'm with very special guest today, the fabulous Marla Gibbs. So, Miss Marla, this is Beauty Pop. So I'm going to ask you, you look amazing. You are absolutely so beautiful and so vibrant and so just, your skin is gorgeous. And it's, what is your secret for staying so young, beautiful, and vibrant? How do you do it?
Well, mentally, I never leave 30, so I'm perennially 30, which is the name of my recording company. My album is Forever 30 Records. And I think being 30 is basically embodying what God has said to us. It's never too late. You're spiritual as well as physical. So as a spiritual being, I know that I am ageless and timeless. So I never think in terms of age. So I parked on 30 so I don't have to hear all the madness about 70 and 80 and all the other stuff and getting old and all of that. All you have is today. I know when I was becoming 18, my folks always said, until you're 18, you got to do what we say. Until you're 18, 18, 18, 18. So when I became 18, I expected all this knowledge to descend on me. I was sitting on my porch and nothing came down And the worst part was they all forgot my birthday.
They all forgot your 18th birthday?
I didn't feel any different than I was the day before when I was 17. So I went upstairs and came. So when you're one age, you go upstairs and go to bed, you come back down, you're another age. What has changed? Nothing changes until you change. When you change, everything changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you change, everything changes. So when did you,
identify with any age?
Well, did they make it up to you? Did they eventually remember? Did you get a party? I mean, your 18th birthday? Come on.
But that's okay. It just made me realize that there was no difference.
Wow. So you had to,
I don't know what it means to be 18 until you get 19. Until you're being 18, you can never say what 18 was.
Yeah.
Because you're in the middle of it, so you can't say.
Right. That's like when we're going through what we're going through, we can look back on it and say, wow, that was amazing. I went through that. How could you do so much? But while you're in it, you don't know that you're going through so much.
That's right. You don't know anything about what you're going through, except you're going through it. That's all.
And how to keep on going through.
So I just park on 30, and I never think about age. It's not that I'm not proud of being older. It's just that I don't identify with it.
So I know you have a birthday coming up this month.
I do, and I'll be 30 again.
I know that's right. That is fantastic. Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Are you going to be doing something exciting and fantastic, a party or just a quiet dinner? Do you know yet?
No, I'm into a lot of health, so I'm having a health person come over, and I'm blackmailing my family to come so that they can hear him.
Oh, nice. Nice. You know, health is important. I mean, that's how we keep on going. If that's what's your secret, then everybody should want to run over to find out what it is.
Everybody should want to be the best they can be at the time they have now, because that's all they have is now. So you should want to know what your body wants as opposed to what you think you want, because your body does not want everything you put in it. It's emotional eating. You're eating what you think you like and stuff that tastes good, which might be horrible for you and making you ill. So you need to learn how your body functions, just as you learn everything else in school, but you don't really learn about your body and what to eat and what not to eat and why. It's never too late for me to learn that, so I'm dealing with all that now.
Oh, wow. Well, can you share with us some of the things that you've learned, that you've been learning?
Yes, that your body does not like sugar, although we love it.
All kinds of sugar, or is that just white sugar?
Most of the commercial sugar.
Okay.
Raw sugar is not bad, but too much of that is not good either.
Okay.
So cancer loves sugar. So
really? People,
and diabetes loves sugar.
Wow. Okay. And what else have you learned? This is so fascinating.
Oh, it's so much. I can't tell you on the phone. It's too much.
Okay. We just have to come on over and find out about it from the seminar.
Well, what I say is that you need to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Learn what your body wants, what your kidney needs, what your liver needs to do the job, because we have a phenomenal machine. God gave us an awesome body, and it really takes care of itself, but we muck it up so it can't. We have to learn what God intended. He gave us everything to eat, and we ignore it and go by what people advertise to us and promote to us, who do not have our best interest at heart. They're just trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So you should pay attention to what you're eating, what you're feeding your children, what you're feeding your parents when they become seniors, what they need to thrive. And Alzheimer's and all that can be reversed. People say it's non-reversible, but it is. You start giving your body what it needs, and it will correct itself.
Do you know, like, if you start giving your body what it needs, that's so profound, it will correct itself. Does it take years or months or?
Sometimes it's right away.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you make changes. You stop eating sugar altogether, and you start noticing a difference right away. You start eating fruits and vegetables, which God put here for us, and you see a difference. Your body starts to respond. Some people it takes longer because they've messed up a long time. And they have to undo some of the stuff that they've done.
Are you into juicing at all?
Yeah, but you know, the fruit itself, a whole orange, an orange is better than the orange juice because you get the pulp, you get the fiber, and your body needs fiber.
Oh, wow. So
the apple juice gets to be too sweet, plus they make juice and they add stuff to it. So if you're not going to juice it yourself, you might as well eat the fruit.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about, like getting an actual juicer and cutting up the apple and cutting up the orange and cutting up kale and cucumber. Do you do that, or is it still just better to have the actual fruit or vegetable?
Some people, it's too much. It's not too much to do, but for some people like me, I am partially lazy, so I don't do everything that I should do. But I know what I should have, so I'd rather eat the apple. I'd rather divide the apple in slices and just take it with me and eat it. That's my snack rather than have potato chips and stuff like that.
Wow. Well, thank you.
I pay attention to how much salt I'm putting in my body and what kind of salt, because the body does need salt, but it does not need the commercial salt. Anything man has refined, 9 times out of 10, is terrible for you.
Wow.
So I don't eat white flour. I don't eat white sugar. I don't eat regular salt. Whereas before, I used to eat all of that stuff.
So you eat sea salt? What kind of salt do you use?
Sea salt.
Sea salt?
And I just ordered some online to make sure I get the top quality.
Mm-hmm. Well, top quality, that's what you are. You embody it. You personify it. You are top quality manifested. So,
thank you.
Well, you are so wonderful. I mean, are there any last words you'd like to say to those listening and words of wisdom, words of advice, just anything?
The same old that's been said all along. Each one, teach one. Care about somebody else. Look out for your neighbor. Love everyone and realize that you are and everyone are one. So, and whatever you do to someone else, you really do to yourself.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Well, actually, that is going to be our quote of the week this week. Because that was much, much better than what I was going to say. That is, and especially coming from you, it should really hit home to a lot of people. So thank you so much, Ms. Mala. And in parting, what do you have coming up next, and how can people keep up with you and follow you?
Well, we did a pilot, but it's not been picked up, so I can't talk about it.
Okay.
I'm up for a film, but that won't be happening till September. And I'm doing a short this Saturday.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, on our next chat, then we'll have to actually catch up on all these things.
Hopefully it'll all be advertised by then, so everybody will already know.
Right. And by then I'll also post it on Facebook and on our Easy Way Broadcasting wall. So, wow, you stay busy and you just stay busy. And this is how you do it, by keeping healthy and keeping God first. So thank you for sharing your tips on beauty with us, and thank you for spending your time with us today here on Beauty Pop. So you have a wonderful rest of the evening, and I'll talk to you soon, Ms. Marla. Thank you for joining us.
You keep on beauty popping.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, thank you. And you guys out there in listener land, thank you for tuning in this week. Next week, we will have the fabulous Ms. Tadia Rice, author and world traveler and motivational speaker. And she's on and on and on. She's a great person, and she'll be our guest next week. In the meantime, go to vanitydrinks.com. They are a great new energy drink. And Easy Way Broadcasting. And come back next week to listen to more Beauty Pop. Thank you so much. Take care, and God bless. Thank you.